Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Set of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, or the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game three of a six-game series for you, with the new first pitch time set for 7:05. Right around 6:15, looked out on the field, noticed that nobody was getting ready, looked at the radar, there was a small little storm popping up out to the west. It was moving fast, it did roll through. Tarp was fortunately placed on the field in time. There was some steady rain, a couple of bolts of lightning, some rumbles of thunder. It moved out fairly quickly, so the tarp is now off the field. The teams are getting set to play. The Mets warming up down the left field line. The Cardinals down the right field line. Tarp off the field. It's been lined. It's been dragged. Bases are out there. So we're going to get going at around 7:05. So another delayed game down here for the Mets at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They have not had one delay at home. They had that dumb lightning delay over in Dunedin for no reason at the end of May. Basically, all the bad weather that's happened for the Mets this year has been here in Jupiter at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Of course, we had back-to-back rainouts the last time we were here earlier this month against Jupiter. And then we had a 32-minute delayed start on Tuesday to start this season, this series. Fortunately, yesterday, the weather moved through well before first pitch, so we were able to play on time and uninterrupted, but that is not the case today, as we're going to get off to a late start. We'll see what that means for the Mets and the Cardinals once they do get going, if it means anything at all. What we do know is that Palm Beach has beaten the Mets twice in two games in this series. They won by a score of 6-2 on Tuesday and then 6-4 yesterday. The Mets got off to a good start. They got some breaks to go their way. They led 2-0 halfway through the second inning, but then Palm Beach took advantage of an error. They hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the second, took the lead for good. Mets threatened big time in the fifth inning. Four straight singles to start the inning. They had the lead down to three. They had the bases loaded, no outs, but they could only muster one more run the rest of that inning and no more after that inning. So Palm Beach hung on to win by a score of 6-4. Really good bullpen work by both teams yesterday, as the bullpens did not allow a run in the back half of the game. The loss for the Mets dropped them to 0-5 in the second half. They are now 22-49 overall at .310 winning percentage, the second worst in all of minor league baseball. Only Chattanooga, the AA Reds affiliate, is worse by two games. Cardinals, 3-1 in the second half. After winning the first half, they are 40-30. Overall, including 7-1 against the Mets this year. Taking a look at the entirety of the FSL second half standings, Jupiter won again last night in Daytona, so the Hammerheads alone in first at 4-1. Palm Beach 3-1, half a game out. Then you have Daytona 1-3, 2.5 out. The Mets 0-5, 4 games out, just 5 games into the half. So it was a two-team race between Jupiter and Palm Beach in the first half. We're barely a week into the second half, and it already looks like those two teams are going to duke it out again, as the Mets and Daytona just can't get it going this year. In the West Division, Bradenton and Fort Myers are tied atop. Two teams that struggled in the first half, looking sharp to start the second half. They are 4-1. Lakeland won last night and earlier today. The Flying Tigers are 3-3, a game and a half out. Tampa 2-2, a game and a half back. Dunedin 2-3, two out. First half champion Clearwater off to a sluggish start. In the second half, the Threshers are 1-4 and 3 games out of first place, but safely in the playoffs. Other games around the Florida State League today: Dunedin beat, or rather lost to Lakeland, 3-2 in Lakeland. That was an 11 a.m. start. Lakeland wins a couple of games they won late last night and earlier today. A good little run for the Flying Tigers. 6:30 start for Bradenton and Clearwater. And it's already 2-1, Bradenton in the third inning. Jupiter and Daytona are underway at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. 3-0 Jupiter in the second. Tampa and Fort Myers will get going at 7:05, just like the Mets and the Cardinals. Going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. We'll come back with the starting pitching matchup in the lineups. That should hopefully take us close to first pitch on this soggy and overcast Thursday night in Jupiter.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
A plate meeting has just ended. The umpires today, Theo Arndt, home plate umpire, last ABS day, so he's just relaying the strike and ball call in his earpiece. Deanna Ricks is the base umpire. Managers today, Jeremy Colonna continues to fill in for Yuki De La Cruz, who's off for the week, and Gary Kendall, the skipper for the Cardinals. Starting pitching matchup, Saul Garcia for the Mets versus Eshawn Henderson of the Cardinals. For Garcia, it'll be his fourth start this year in his 13th game for the Mets. The 21-year-old from Venezuela is 1-4 at the 6.33 ERA this year, but dropping. He's been pitching his best baseball in his last couple of outings, including his longest outing of the year last week out of the bullpen against Fort Myers. Pitched the final five innings of the game, giving up five hits and three runs, two earned. He walked two, struck out three. Prior to that, four and a third innings, which to that point was his longest out of the year. It was here at Jupiter against the Hammerheads. Took a loss, but four and a third innings, four hits, two runs, two walks, six strikeouts. That's a really steady relief appearance. So hopefully now getting the start can give the Mets some length. And for the Cardinals, Eshawn Henderson, the lefty from Fresno, California, 22 years old, drafted by St. Louis last year out of Fresno State in the eighth round. This will be his seventh start for Palm Beach this year in his 12th game. He's 4-1 with a 2.53 ERA. Looks like another good starting pitcher rolled out by the Palm Beach Cardinals in this series. Mets have faced Henderson one time. It was back here on May 16th out of the bullpen. Two innings, two hits, a run, three walks, and four strikeouts. The lineups will have to wait because it looks like the Cardinals are coming out of the dugout. Anthem singers are set. Everybody else trickling out of the dugouts as well as the Cardinals take the fields under cloudy skies. But right now, no precipitation. It looks like that has moved through. A pause for the anthem, then we'll come back with the first pitch. And sort with the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals in honor of America this evening. Our national anthem is performed by Barry and Lauren Reed.
Oh,
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. They are meeting for the ninth of their 24 scheduled games. Tonight is the third game of a six-game series at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cardinals lead the current series 2-0 after their victories on Tuesday and Wednesday. Cardinals lead the season series 7-1. Palm Beach owns a plus 26 run differential in the eight games played to this point. It's also the Mets' 21st game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They're home away from home. They are an abysmal 4-16 in this ballpark this season. Cardinals in their alternate reds tonight. Palm Beach in red across the front. Tough to see the yellow bat, the two red birds sitting on each end. White numbers on the back. At least can see that part. Mets in their road grays for the third straight day. They, of course, lost both games in those jersey tops this year. In the gray jerseys, the Mets are 6-18. The lineup will begin with the Mets. Boston Barrows batting leadoff for the third time in the series. He'll play shortstop. It's his third different position of the series. Ronald Hernandez will bat second and play first. A.J. Ewing hits third and plays center. Johairo Cuevas will bat cleanup. He's in left. Colin Houck hits fifth. He's at short. Jeffrey Roos, the DH, hits sixth. Vincent Prozzo doing the catching tonight, batting seventh. Kevin Villavicencio in the lineup. After not playing yesterday, he hits eighth. He's at third. Willie Fañez batting ninth for the second straight day. Willie had a couple of hits and a couple of RBIs in the ninth spot yesterday. Defense for Palm Beach. Battery of Eshawn Henderson, the pitcher, and Samuel Hernandez, the catcher. Ross Friedrich at first. On yellow, Encarnacion at second. Trey Page at third. Lisandro Espinosa, shortstop. Cade Kretschmar in left. Chase Davis in center. Braden Joubert in right. Before today's game, Cardinals promoted Miguel Villarreal up to high A Peoria. First pitch on the way, and it's a fastball for a strike to Barrow, and we're underway. First pitch at 7:08. It's 82 degrees and cloudy at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch from the lefty, Henderson, is in for a strike. A fastball at 93, and it's nothing and two to Barrow. Grounded out in the very first pitch of the game yesterday. Today, sees a couple. 0-2 pitch, and he'll take a fastball high at 93. So a 38-minute delayed start. We had a 32-minute delayed start on Tuesday. Hopefully better luck tomorrow. Breaking ball hit hard, but right to the second baseman, Encarnacion. On one bounce, he throws out Barrow. Boston grounded out on the right side to start all three games now. And up next, Ronald Hernandez, who went 2-for-5 with two singles and three strikeouts yesterday. Hitting 288 on the season, top on the team. Solid campaign in his first full season in single A as he pops this pitch back to the stands. That one's for the fans, of which there are a few here today. Not as many as yesterday. It's their cheap beer night here at the ballpark. Pitches a ball outside. The cheap beer doesn't quite draw a crowd here like it does in a place like Daytona. It's a little more rough and tumble up there. Curveball in for a strike. 1-2. This seems more like a older crowd, maybe a more wine and cheese type crowd here in Palm Beach County. The 1-2, and it's fouled away. Hernandez stays alive. 1-2 count, one out, nobody on base. No scores. We're just underway in game three of this six-game series. A 1-2 pitch, and it's high and away at 94. Mets come in 0-5 in the second half in last place and four games out. Palm Beach 3-1 in the half, half a game behind Jupiter. Here's a broken bat ground ball charging as Espinosa at short. He gets rid of it quickly and on target. We're out number two. Nice play by Lisandro Espinosa. Got a couple of players out there today for the Cardinals. Espinosa at short. Friedrich at first base, who have been around for a while in the Florida State League, but have not yet to crack the lineup until today in the series. Speaks to the depth of the Cardinals. A.J. Ewing up next.
First pitch, curveball, the ball high. Mentioned that Miguel Villarreal promoted before today's game up to high A Peoria. This ball is blooped foul. So really, he and Jesus Baez were the two top hitters in the Florida State League from the start of the season. Baez got called up on after Sunday's game. Villarreal lasts just a couple of days more. This ball is fouled away. Also, Darlene Saladin, starting pitcher for Palm Beach, one of the best in the entire league in the first half. He was promoted before the start of this series as well. So Palm Beach down probably its top pitcher and its top hitter, but still a lot of talent out there. 1-2 pitches outside. A lot of talent, depth, experience. So I would not project a big drop-off without Saladin and Villarreal for the Cardinals. It's a swing and a miss by Ewing. Henderson gets the strikeout and records a 1-2-3 top of the first. We'll head to the bottom half. It'll be Sal Garcia on the mound for the Mets.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Now that rain moved through and caused the delayed start, but I'll tell you, it provided some cloud cover, and it dropped the temperature about 15 degrees. So that might made it worth it, the players out in the fields. Again, we've had all the delays basically this season have been here. At Roger Dean, none at home, and that one random lightning delay. Still never saw any lightning over in Dunedin. Last day of May. There's a pitch that's a strike from Sal Garcia to Trey Page. And that lightning delay, it still irks me because we were that close to getting through the entire month of April and May without a weather delay. As this pitch fades in, a changeup for a strike, a rare changeup from Garcia. He's mainly a fastball slider guy. And Page is going to use a timeout. Page has started each of the games with the hit for the Palm Beach Cardinals. So Sal Garcia showing him something different. 0-2. There's the slider. It's fouled away. And we got to the seventh inning, the last day in May, and had to have that lightning delay where I did not see any lightning, certainly no rain. Feels like we just wasted our time. And as this 0-2 pitch comes in, it's a high fastball, 1-2. And the Blue Jays were on the verge of tying the game or maybe taking the lead. Our own folks shut them down. Got the Mets off the hook. Mets won that game. Here's a ball that's fouled away. And the Mets, prior to that game, we're in the midst of a 2-22 streak. Then with the start of that delay, they came out, won the game. That started a five-game winning streak. breaking ball outside. So they went from 2-22 to 5-0, and since going 5-0, they are 3-15. That is a big time roller coaster. 2-2 pitches, blooped foul. Page putting up a good fight as the leadoff man, hitting 291, one homer and 20 driven in on the season. One hit last night, one walk, two strikeouts, hit to a double Page, not his best night. Had two hits in the opener. 2-2 pitch, and it's fouled off again. It's the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Garcia has him 2-2. Eighth pitch, but still not a full count. Now it is, as the fastball misses high. We're going to have a 10-pitch at-bat to open the bottom of the first. The payoff. Breaking ball. Missed. How did that miss? Outside, Page takes it for ball four, a 10-pitch at-bat, and that results in a walk. He's down 0-2. That was a terrific job. That spinner by Garcia looked really good. Did not hit the outside corner, the ABS system. That one might have been a strike tomorrow from the human umpire, and then probably would have been challenged at that point and then overturned to a ball four anyways. Oh, Honeyman is up, and he will swing at the first pitch, a slider for ball one. No score, nobody out. Runner on first in the bottom of the first. How close did StatCast have that pitch? Whew. Maybe an inch off the plate. Fastball, strike, right down the pipe, 92. Honeyman, well, here's the deal for the Cardinals. They lose Villarreal, but a couple weeks ago they gained this guy, Travis Honeyman, their third-round pick last year out of Boston College, been injured basically since being drafted towards the end of his BC career, but now healthy and playing well. He's hitting .333 in his short time in Palm Beach. He pokes this one foul. Yesterday had two hits, including a double, plus a walk. He had three infield hits on Tuesday. So five total hits against the Mets in two games. Garcia will check in on Page, who dives in safely. Now Garcia has faced the Cardinals before on May 16th out of the bullpen. Struggled, two hits, two walks, three runs, and just an inning and a third, two thirds. A 1-2 pitch, and that's fouled away, right side. Ballpark, will it hold it? Hernandez going over, but it's into the stands. And all that foul ground down the lines here in Jupiter with the bullpens in foul territory. More expansive foul ground. But it kind of tightens up around the home plate area. Big dugouts, too. Long dugouts. Deep and long dugouts. They can fit a lot of players in there. Very helpful in spring training when you have all those guys, upwards of 50, 60 guys. 0-2 pitch in there for strike three. A fastball at the knees. Honeyman takes it looking. The first out of the inning. Couldn't pull the trigger. We'll walk in the strikeout. Ate up 15 pitches for Garcia. Brings up Chase Davis, first round pick by St. Louis last year. And two hits and an RBI on Tuesday. And one more hit and a run yesterday, went 1-for-5. This pitch is in for a strike. Cardinals had 10 hits before the end of the fourth inning yesterday. And eight of the nine batters for Palm Beach had a hit by that point. Incredible. But they only end up with 11 as this ball is fouled away. It's Christopher Gomez, Ryan Amons did a really nice job pinning down the hot Cardinals offense. Did not allow a run in the last 3 1/3, only one hit. Meanwhile, Cardinals bullpen combined for 4 innings of 1 earned run. Correction, no runs. No walks and 8 strikeouts. It's almost like we could have called the game off in the middle of the 5th inning. It was 6-4 at that point, and that's how it ended. And there's a pitch down low, a slider, and it's 1-2 on Davis. It's been a high-octane offensive series. The final scores really don't sound like it, 6-2 and 6-4. But each team has been in double-digit hits in both games. A 1-2. Looks like a changeup low. Mets in this series have 20 hits. Cardinals, 26. None yet tonight with one out in the bottom of the first. The 2-2. Strike 3. Fastball inside corner and Davis down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sal Garcia. After that 10-pitch at-bat resulting in a walk to start his night. This is a good rally. Surprising that Honeyman and Davis both taking those knee-high fastballs with two strikes. Now it's Cade Kretschmar, and he will take a strike at the knees. Now Kretschmar figures to be one of those players who gets more playing time now that Villarreal is out of here, although he's already played a lot. This is his 56th game out of 70, his second game in this series. And he grounds one through the hole on the right side, a base hit for Kretschmar, picked up by Fanyas. The throw to third will be late. Page goes all the way to the bag. And the Cardinals are set up with runners at the corners with two outs. There's the game's first hit, a ground ball hit by Kretschmar right past Barrow at second base. Page running on contact. No problem skirting all the way to third base. And Sammy Hernandez will bat. Opportunity for the Cardinals to go up early. Opportunity for Sal Garcia to pitch out of a mini jam. Hernandez, catcher hitting fifth, his second game of the series, waits on the first pitch, and it's a slider away, ball one. Hernandez went 0 for 4, correction, 0 for 5, reached on an error on Tuesday and sat yesterday. He's hitting 282 on the season. This is his 50th game. He has 14 doubles and 30 driven in. Another productive player for the Cardinals. He dribbles one to the mound. It's picked up by Garcia. The long throw is good, and the inning is over. No panic for Saul. Popped off the mound, fielded it, slung it to first, and got the out in time. That strands Kretschmar and Page. We have played a scoreless first inning at the Dean tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald with you, flying solo tonight. Jake Ricker back on the broadcast on Friday, and then he will have the whole shebang to himself on Sunday. There's a pitch for a ball low. We're in the midst of 12 games in 12 days. No off day after this series, so I'm going to take a little hiatus for a day. As Cuevas hits this in the left field for a base hit, he might be eyeballing more. Kretschmar gets to it. Cuevas takes a long turn and goes back. Nice job by Kretschmar to get that ball in deep left center before it could get by him. Cuevas holds with the long single. The Mets have their first hit of the day. Colin Houck up next. Cuevas with that hit is now on a five-game hitting streak that ties his season high. Houck is on a four-game hitting streak. And he takes a slider from Henderson too high for ball one. Houck yesterday got the Mets on the board in the first inning with a solid single. Mets had an early 2-0 lead in that game. Couldn't hold it. Change it for a strike on the corner. It's one and one. We have a rainbow out beyond right field. That's nice. I suppose a good sign. No more weather issues tonight. Houck flicks it foul. And it's one and two. Well, we arrived at the ballpark today around 5 o'clock. And it was sunny and bright. Tarp was all rolled up. No weather issues. All of a sudden, you got that pop-up storm right behind us as Houck fouls this ball away. Right off the roof. Minute delayed start. Suppose it could be worse. Well, they hate on days where you see there's no chance of rain and you end up being delayed. Houck flies one down the right side. This is turning foul. Long run, and it's going to fall foul on the mound in the bullpen. Jobert gave it a long run. That's one of those that's a few rows up into the stands at Clover Park. All the space down there with the bullpen. It's a harmless foul ball on the field side of play. Houck hitting 200 on the dot. Needs a hit to go over. And out he goes back under. Henderson, a long look to first, and Houck is going to take his timeout. Yeah, he was holding that stance a long time. Pitch clock down to 3 seconds. If he held it a little longer, he might have gotten away with the automatic ball. Well, with two strikes, used the timeout. Now back in the box. Henderson, another long look. Pitch clock down to 4. Pitch is swung on and missed on the high fastball. For strike 3. Out number 1 of the inning. 2 strikeouts on the night now for Eshawn Henderson. And Jeffrey Rosa comes up. Rosa having a tough time so far. 0 for 6 this series. With 3 strikeouts and a double play. And he takes a first pitch fastball for ball 1. He did get on twice on Tuesday with the hit by pitch and a walk. Takes a slider low. 2 balls, no strikes. Most teams have had success pitching him letter high. Henderson going low both times. Now the high fastball, it's fouled straight back for a strike. Cuevas remains on first after his leadoff single. Not a big running threat, though he does run fairly often. 10 attempts, 7 steals, 3 times caught. with Henderson looking right at him, he's got a short lead. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Actually fouled it off. Got a piece of it. And it's two balls, two strikes. No score with one on and one out in the top of the second. Rosa ready to see the pitch. Henderson, long look to first, 2-1, gets it off. Cuevas is running, pitches, a call, third strike, throw down the second, the tag. Cuevas, he's safe. Now Rosa out looking. Cuevas does sneak a hand in there and avoids the strike him out, throw him out. I think it was the right call. The quick tag by Espinosa tried to sell it like he got him. And Hernandez, the catcher, with a nice throw, but just not in time. That was a great jump from Cuevas. So it's his eighth stolen base on the year. He's in scoring position for Perozzo. They backpick him, though. Cuevas thrown out at second base by Henderson. Picked off. So right after that great base running in the steal, he's thrown out. Here comes Jeremy to argue with Liana Ricks, who called him out. Cuevas can't believe it. Colonna's going to put up his argument, but the call is going to stand. Cuevas thrown out. Don't like the call. Shouldn't make it that close. When we go to the home second, it's still scoreless.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, we do have a six-second video clip of a center field camera for every play here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It helps you with wild pitches and pass balls, and on a play like that, but not much else. I've taken a look at this a few times during the break, the pickoff. And Cuevas does appear to be safe. And, of course, he's going to argue it. Jeremy's going to argue it. It's close. I could see it going either way. Actually, he looks out. Unless they're saying it didn't touch him, but he looks out to me. There's a breaking ball for a strike. Again, we're getting that center field camera as we're in the bottom of the second. It's an 0-2 count on Encarnacion. Espinosa tumbled making the catch and kind of flipped his glove underneath himself and applied the tag to the arm as this ball is lined out to Halkett short. Easy play for him. Encarnacion retired. And I'm looking where Liana Ricks is, and her positioning isn't great, but it's where she should be for a two-man umpiring crew. And I mean, it's just a tough call. It's a tough call for an umpire. And, you know, with no replay and a two-man crew, you just kind of got to live with the call, which means, as this pitch is a ball high, you try to take it out of the umpire's hand as much as possible. And, it should not have been that close. Breaking ball missed. So looking at the replay, it's hard to tell, but the glove is in line with touching the forearm of Cuevas before his fingertip gets there. But the question is, from that angle, is the glove actually hitting the arm? So if you missed him, then he's obviously safe. But if he made contact, it was definitely before he got back to the base. It's impossible to tell. It's one of those plays where they would definitely need another angle in the big league replay system. And if they didn't, the call would stand. Again, he was wandering way off of second base, Cuevas. He didn't feel Espinosa sneaking behind him. Looks like he was caught a little flat-footed. The throw was to the wrong side of the bag. Can't put it in the umpire's hand. You do that, close play can go against you. 2-2 on Friedrich. First game of the series, and he will take a pitch low. It's 3-2. Ross Friedrich, taken last year out of Army. Post-draft. Sox one into center field, chasing Ewing back. He gets twisted around, but lines it up and makes the catch. Good adjustment by A.J. out center field. Friedrich hit that ball hard. It was on him in a hurry. Two up, two down for Garcia in the bottom of the second. Oh, Robbie the Redbird is here, the Cardinals mascot. And, Robbie, we saw Robbie 2 weeks ago when we were here facing Jupiter. I don't know why Robbie was here when Cardinals were on the road. The fans liked it. There's a pitch inside to Braden Joubert. Joubert has the go-ahead home run in both games of the series so far. And if he hits one here, then the Mets are in trouble. And he swings and misses at the slider. A two-run homer broke a 1-1 tie in the fourth inning on Tuesday. And it's a two-run homer in the bottom of the second yesterday put the Cardinals up 3-2. And they led the rest of the way. A 1-2 pitch, missed low. Some kids from the suite next door up here on the press level are calling for Robbie to go visit them. Let me tell you, it's not an easy trek to get from the seating bowl into the suites in the press box. There's no shortcut. 2-1 pitch is fouled back. They're going down a long hallway and then upstairs. We're going through the elevator and then up the steps to the bowl. Should be like a fire pole ladder or something around here. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, line foul. I could sneak out the window here in front of me and kind of drop down a few feet into the last row of seats. I'm sure that's been attempted at some point. Somebody over the years here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, but I will refrain. And getting back up would be the difficult part. 2-2 on Joubert. Garcia's pitch is looped foul out to the left. And land by the rolled up tarp. Bounded in the Mets bullpen. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the second inning. No score. Garcia about to throw his 40th pitch. And he set and delivers a slider outside. Full count. Not quite the epic 10-pitch at-bat that Trey Page had, but getting close. Garcia set, the 3-2 pitch to Joubert. Breaking ball outside, he lost it. Ball four, and he will take his base. That was the eighth pitch of the at-bat. So he got 41 pitches tonight, thrown by Garcia, and 18 were eaten up by Page and Joe Bear's at-bats. Here's the ninth hitter, Espinosa. He takes a fastball up and in for ball one. Espinosa has struggled limited time this year against the Mets. Five games, 1-for-11. So the worst outing by a Cardinal against the Mets this year who's played in at least four games. Pitch is fouled off. It's 1-1. Espinosa on the season, not faring a whole lot better. Only a .184 hitter in 58 games. Fastball moves him off the plate. Two balls and one strike. He does have five doubles, two triples, and two homers, though, so some pop there. But a 575 OPS leaves something to be desired. 2-1 pitch, and he will foul it back. Over the roof, will it come back? The fans are hoping. That ball had too much sizzle on it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Jobert on first base hasn't shown any indication of leaving. Garcia pitching from the stretch. Jobert's running, pitches high. Throw by Perozzo, goes into center field. And it will be backed up by Ewing. Stolen base for Jobert. And he never gave much thought to taking third. Now, Perozzo, it's a strong throw, and if it was accurate, he would have had a real shot to get him. But that thing sailed so wide out to the right, it totally missed Barrow, the second baseman. Just skipped out to center field on its own. And it's a full count. And look, you're facing the nine-hitter Espinosa. Trey Page lurks on deck. The leadoff man, you'd much rather finish this right here against Espinosa. He should give him a challenge fastball. The payoff pitch, slider way outside for ball four. Yeah, got to be more aggressive and more in the zone to a light hitter. Now you must deal with Page, much better hitter, and already has worked a 10-pitch at-bat with a walk tonight. So, back-to-back walks with two outs after what looked like a smooth inning developing. And the Mets are going to get activity going in the bullpen, as we are at a 47-pitch mark for Garcia with just two outs in the second. And Jordan Krause, the pitching coach, is out for a visit. Take a look and see who for the Mets is getting up out there. It looks like Nick Bautista. Well, last week it was Moretta, the new guy, Edgar Moretta, getting the start, and Sowell pitching behind him. And it looks like it's going to be flipped around this way so Garcia gets the start. Moretta will then get the bulk innings. But Bautista may be looking like that bridge pitcher. Mets hope to not have to use him here in the second. All right, mound visit over. Here's the first pitch to Trey Page, and it's fouled away. And, aggressive in the zone fastball. That's what Jordan would have preferred for the previous pitch. First time through the order, Garcia did not give up a run. He did walk three of the nine. One single, two strikeouts. Pitches fouled away, another fastball in the zone, and it's 0-2. Walks have been few and far between this series for the Mets. Gomez and Paguero, the two pitchers on Tuesday, didn't issue any. And then yesterday there were five in the eight innings thrown by the Mets, but it took a while till we got to the first one. Already three tonight. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. The sinker got him. Good visit from Jordan Krause. The end result after that is a three-pitch strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. It's taken a while, but Saul Garcia has put in two scoreless innings for the Mets tonight. We'll go to the third. It's 0-0.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Vincent Perosa is going to lead off for the Mets in the third. He will take ball one from Eshawn Henderson. So both pitchers have turned in two scoreless innings with one hit. They've done it two different ways. Henderson, rather efficient, 28 pitches. Garcia with 50. This ball is fouled back. Again, Henderson, Garcia, they're not full-time starters. They've both been in the rotation and in the bullpen. And their prior meeting against the other team. As this ball is hit deep left field by Perozo, it's at the wall and it's gone! Bye-bye baseball. Vincent Perozo is homered for the first time this season to the opposite field. A rare sight at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead. He touches home. Most of the guys are standing up and applauding. Raul Hernandez is going to give him a hug, and it's like, finally, he got one out. He's got real power. Really has not displayed this year. And, that was a great shot the other way. You don't really see that here in Jupiter. Here's a ground ball by Villavicencio right out to Espinoza. Scoops and throws for the first out of the inning. That's the Mets' first home run of the week. I'm going to say that Henderson and Garcia, they each have pitched against the other team this season out of the bullpen, now getting the start. Now the Mets have the advantage. A curveball goes to Fañez, who had an RBI double and an RBI single from the ninth spot yesterday. I'm going to take a guess that as this pitch is swung on and missed, that we're not going to get the full StatCast numbers from Perozo. Does not really track very well here. Oh, but it did. 342 feet out to left. And it just did get over the wall. 94-mile-per-hour exit velocity, 34-degree launch angle. Yeah, 94 off the bat as Fañez takes a called third strike. Didn't like the call, but there's really no one to complain to with the ABS system. 94-mile-per-hour exit velocity, that is not hard hit by StatCast standards. That number is 95 and above. So it surprised me. It surprised the crowd. I'm sure the Cardinals, too. And an opposite field ball in play at 94 miles per hour traveled out of this ballpark. And there's no wind to help it. Flag lies limp out in right field. It's a still night. Barrow at the plate, takes a strike and then a ball. Slider down and away. It was not a badly placed pitch. Actually just clipped the strike zone. This makes it, with each passing look, it gets more remarkable. Curveball for a big strike at 75 by Henderson, and it's a 2-2 count on Barrow. Grounded out to start the ball game. 2-2 pitch, and Barrow lines it the other way, foul into the bullpen. Yeah, that pitch to a lefty pitcher, throwing a slider to a lefty batter, that winds up just on the corner of the strike zone at the knees. And he hit it for a home run, less than hard hit off the bat, as this ball is blooped by Barrow into left. He goes the other way, too, and gets a base hit. The home run hit by Peroso would have been a home run in only Minute Maid Park in the big leagues. Crawford box is out there. Really? I didn't think it had that type of height. Two out, one on. Raul Hernandez, switch hitting, takes first pitch ball. Launch angle of 34 degrees. I guess it did have the height. The way Peroso ran out of the box, he busted it. Really, nobody was convinced off the bat that that thing was going to travel for a home run. One nothing Mets in the third. Pitches a high strike. Mets have scored first now in consecutive nights. Did not result in the win yesterday. We'll see what tonight entails. Mets, when they score first this year, are 15-15. Ground ball hit by Hernandez out to short. Espinosa is going to field it. Go to first, and it's high, and it takes the glove off of Friedrich, and it goes over towards the dugout. Espinosa with a bad throw. Probably could have, maybe should have been caught by Friedrich, but he was hell-bent on holding the bag, not jumping up for it. If he left the bag to jump up and catch it, Hernandez would have beat it out. We're going to have an error. That is a routine, as routine can be, ground ball to short. Espinosa, I thought for a moment he might shuffle the second for a force out of Barrow, but that would have been close. Barrow was nearing the base. The play was definitely at first. It was a bad one. What can the Mets do with that? Barrow, by the way, winds up at third. So a chance here for A.J. Ewing. And he takes the first pitch in the dirt for a ball. Pitch lined in the left field. That's going to be a tough play, and that's going to be down for a base hit into the corner. It's picked up by Kretschmar. Hernandez is getting waved home. Espinosa's throw to the plate is cut off by Friedrich. The throw to third to get Ewing. He's out there. But he does have a two-run double, and the Mets have a 3-0 lead. So after the home run by Peroso, the next two make outs, but Barrow keeps it going with the single. The error continues the inning, and Ewing makes some pay, pushing that double down the left field line. All three hits for the Mets in the inning to the opposite field against the lefty Henderson. And Friedrich lets that ball, if he lets that ball pass, Ewing would have been on third base, but he did get him out at third, and the inning is over. But a good one for the Mets. They lead 3-0 halfway through the third inning.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Sal Garcia finds himself pitching with the 3-0 lead. Travis Honeyman at the plate. And a strike is delivered. So you had Garcia pitching around a couple of walks in the second. And then Henderson could not pitch around an error in the third. That's getting a couple of runs on the Ewing double. And Honeyman will pop this one foul to the stands. And we'll see if the Mets can... Oh, a nice catch on the ricochet by a fan with one hand. Well done, sir. You have a story to tell now. And the Mets led 2-0 yesterday and now 3-0 today. We'll see if they can hold this up. It's a long way to go. 7 full innings left for the Cardinals' top-ranked offense. And they did not appear to be bothered one bit by a 2-0 deficit yesterday. Garcia misses up high. 1-2. Swing and a miss on a slider. Honeyman goes down. 4 strikeouts now from Garcia. And they've all come from the top 3 hitters in the lineup. Page last inning on 3 pitches. Honeyman twice now. And this man, Chase Davis, who's coming to the plate. Here's a blooper into left field, sinking fast right into the mitt of Cuevas. Did not get it down. It's a quick out. 2 up, 2 down. And Crutchmore will bat. First pitch, a strike. Pitch down and in. 1-1. Breaking ball, nubbed foul over towards the Mets' dugout. Trickle nearly in. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Garcia looking for a lockdown inning after the Mets have just put up a 3 spot in the top of this third. The 1-2. Fastball tails away. Kretschmar has the only hit so far for the Cardinals. Boy, if the Garcia can keep the Cardinals to one hit in the first 3 innings after the Palm Beach had 26 hits through the first 16 innings this series, that'd be something. Pitches outside, 3-2. last thing. There was some activity in the Mets bullpen with Bautista throwing, but right now nobody in the bullpen. Sal is looking for a 1-2-3 inning. 3-2 pitch to Kretschmar, and it's blooped into right field for a base hit just over Boston Barrow. That's a nice job. Went down and dug it out. Slider down and in. Maybe would have been ball four. And he is now 2-for-2, and that keeps the inning going for Sammy Hernandez. Hernandez out on a comebacker last time up. Takes the slider down and away. Ball one. 3-0 Mets, two outs, one on in the home third inning. Fastball for a ball. Snap throw to first. No. Well, Perozzo thought he had picked off Kretschmar at first base to end the inning. There's the Mets. They feel like they're owed one after the Cuevas pickoff back in the second. I think the replay, though, kind of shows that they're not owed one. Pickoff throw again, this time by Garcia. Kretschmar back in. Ball and a strike. Hernandez used the timeout, now back in. Garcia's pitch, a fastball fouled straight back. Now Garcia working ahead. The next pitch will be the 65th. Breaking ball, fouled away. That ran far inside on Hernandez. Might have hit him if he didn't swing. One, two again, breaking ball. That's hit well out to left field. Cuevas going back to the wall. He's at the track. He leaps up, and he brought it back. Jairo Cuevas, a well-timed leap at the wall, takes away a possible home run from Sammy Hernandez and keeps the Mets up 3-0. The bullpen was right there to watch it the whole way. They loved it. And Saul Garcia with a point as well. Great timing from Cuevas in deep left field. Beautiful play. And it's 3-0 Mets after three.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
We are in the fourth inning. 3-0 Mets. Good start to this game for St. Lucie. The bats came alive there in the top of the third. Sal Garcia has cooled off a hot Cardinals offense with some help from his defense as well. As Cuevas just made the play of the night, he's at the plate. Singled first time up against Henderson. This pitch is a strike. Well, the Mets, just the way the roster is constructed, they got a lot of lefties facing this tough lefty in Eshawn Henderson. They found success going the other way. This curveball is a strike, and it's 1-2. All the hits, the Rosso lefty home run, the Barrow lefty single, the Ewing lefty double, all to left. Shoot it the other way. Cuevas grounds this one to first. Stabbed by Friedrich, he'll wave off his pitcher and take it himself for the out at first base. One away, and now you get a couple of righties in Hauk and Rosa. You're just tuning in. Mets lead 3-0, one out, nobody on, top four. We got off to a delayed start. I've been playing for 58 minutes now. 6:30 start time pushed back to 7:08 due to that late-breaking thunderstorm that popped up just behind the stadium and rolled through around 6:30. Out takes a strike and a ball low. Mets searching for that first win in the second half. Everybody hopeful with the restart after the brutal first half. You know, 5 games into the second half, they are 0-5 as Hauk fouls this one away. So almost playing themselves right out of potential playoff contention within the first week. Hate to see it. They've also lost 6 in a row overall. 1-2 pitch, and Hauk takes a third strike on a curveball right at the letters. 2 up, 2 down as Henderson looks for a bounce-back inning. Although he should have had out number 3 in the third, the Espinosa bad throw. So first day without the shortstop Villarroyal, promoted up to high A Peoria. When they put Lisandro Espinosa at shortstop, he makes a costly error. As this pitch is a ball inside. You'll recall when the Mets lost Nick Morabito, their best hitter, after April. It took them a little while to kind of find their equilibrium. And after Morabito got promoted at the end of April, some tough sledding for St. Lucie. Well, Cardinals feel like they're built to withstand it with their depth. That's the game we play, right? 2-1 pitch is swung on a miss by Rose at the curveball. If you play really well, you go up. Some faster than other. Some teams more quick to pull the trigger than others. 2-2 pitch coming to Rosa. Henderson goes to the fastball high, misses for a full count. That is the nature of the beast of minor league baseball. Good players don't last very long. 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. The curveball got him. It's a 1-2-3 inning where Eshawn Henderson picks up 2 more strikeouts. He is up to 6 on the night through 4 innings. Head to the home fourth. Mets 3, Cardinals nothing on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
We're in the bottom of the fourth, about an hour into this game, Sal Garcia has logged a lot of pitches, 66 through three innings. He's averaging 22 pitches per inning, but he's limited the Cardinals to just two hits. He's worked around three walks. It's helpful he's been getting outs early in the inning. He walked the leadoff man in the first, got the next two, got the first two in the second, got the first two in the third. And it's hard in any level in baseball to create runs after your first two hitters make outs. There's a breaking ball outside to Anyelo Encarnacion, who lined out to Hauk at short back in the second. And 6-7-8 hitters scheduled the bat for the Cardinals. 1-0 slider in for a strike. Cardinals have had the Mets number this year. They are 7-1 against St. Lucie. All eight games played here. Cardinals still owe the Mets two six-game series up at Clover Park. Swing and a miss on a slider. And Garcia's ahead 1-2. Slider swung on and missed, struck him out. Low and away, strikeout number five for Garcia. And he's coming off of a couple of good games in his prior two. 4 1/3 innings, two runs, two outings ago here against Jupiter. And then five innings, two earned runs last week at home out of the bullpen against Fort Myers. Those five innings, his longest outing of the year. I don't think he's going to match five innings this year as the Mets have activity going in the bullpen. But if he could get through four unscored upon, that'd be a big boost for this team. Sharp ground ball hit by Friedrich out to second. Barrow with an easy throw. And for this third straight inning, Sal Garcia has retired the first two batters. That's good living right there. The Cardinals, they come up to Clover Park. The first full series out of the All-Star break. Again, that's the series you circle, you know, you're a week after the draft. And the Cardinals tend to send their drafted college players right to the Palm Beach Cardinals. You could be seeing an influx of new players in the league that series, and Palm Beach will come back in late August as well. First pitch a strike, second pitch a ball to Braden Joubert. Also, the Jupiter Hammerheads have only paid one visit to Clover Park this year. That was back at the last day of April and into May. Very odd that we played so many games here against those two teams and have only hosted those two teams for six total games this year. So, but you got that last stretch of home games in August, six against Palm Beach, and then the next week, six at home against Jupiter. 2-1 pitch is low, it's 3-1. Now, August, for a long time now, we've been playing ahead on road games compared to home games. So we're going to catch up in August. I want to talk about some dog days. A lot of hot, sweaty, and tired folks at Clover Park in August. Time called, and Nick Bautista, ball from the Mets bullpen, has escaped to behind home plate. Before the 3-1 pitched, somebody caught that out of their eye. Jaber drew a walk in the second with two outs and the bases empty. He swings and misses at this fastball. It's 3-2. Sal Garcia looking for that 1-2-3 inning. She's been close to. 3-2 pitch to Jaber. He missed high and wide. Tried to overpower fastball and just let it sail. So that's the fourth walk. To go along with five strikeouts, and looks like Jeremy Colonna's leaning. He's going to come out, isn't he? Yep. So just like Jack Winninger yesterday in the fifth inning, he had to get a 1-2-3 inning to get through it. And he missed the last batter, and Jeremy pulled the plug, and that's going to happen to Sal Garcia as well. That leaves that 3 2/3 scoreless for the moment. It'll be up to Nick Bautista to hold that runner for him. New pitcher for the Mets when we come back.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Nick Bautista on the mound trying to clean up this fourth inning. This is a spot where, you know, Bautista, you know, he struggled this year. He's got to get this out. No more dilly-dallying around. Come right at these guys. Get this last out and get back to the dugout. Especially the nine-hitter Espinosa, who's batting .184 this year. No reason to mess around. He comes right at him with the slider for strike one. Had him bailing out. I am mildly surprised Garcia wasn't allowed to finish the inning. Of course, all these guys, they're up against pitch counts. Got to take care of them. He's at 78 pitches. That's a lot into the fourth. It was a slider too high. 78 pitches, 49 strikes for Garcia. And nothing will quite eat up the pitch counts like walks and strikeouts. And Saul had a bunch. Felt like he had several deep counts. Pitch comes inside and hits him. Sure, let's just mess around and throw a bunch of sliders to this nine-hitter. Plunk him. And Garcia messed around some sliders against him last at-bat and walked him. I mean, the Mets, if they want to win this game, they cannot be walking and plunking a guy hitting 184 batting ninth. So back to the top in Page, who has walked and struck out. First pitch, a breaking ball in for a strike. Bautista in the midst of a stretch of four straight games giving up a run. He He's really got to put the clamps down on that. And a bad month, 7 innings, 12 hits, 8 runs in June. 5 walks and 2 hit batters, a couple of home runs as well. Swing and a miss on the back foot slider, and it's nothing and 2. Well, give him this. He's come in with the intent of throwing sliders, and he's done it. Trying to get around the hit-by-pitch. Yes, what about number 41? What can we do for you? That's his number. Better chant from the crowd. 0-2 pitch, a slider, and he struck him out. That's the second time now that the Mets have put Espinosa on base and then struck out Page on 3 pitches the very next batter. Well, good on Bautista to do that. Stransky inherited runner and keeps it a goose egg in the run department for the Cardinals. The Mets will take their 3-0 lead to the fifth.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Vincent Prozzo started the Mets' offensive night with the home run back in the third. Faces Henderson again and takes a ball. One of the most surprising home runs of the year, considering it was against the lefty, the placement of the pitch at the knees, just catching the outside corner. Hit 94 miles per hour off the bat, less than hard hit. Went to the opposite field and still got out. As Prozzo swings and misses on a pitch in the dirt, a 3-pitch strikeout. Throw down to first complete by Hernandez. Well, that is the third straight strikeout for Eshawn Henderson and his 7th on the night to go with no walks. Now, Prozzo's home run was nice, but it was the 2-out rally later in the inning. The single, the error, and the 2-run double by Ewing. That's what really stands out right now in this game. A pitch for a strike, and you have two teams, Svea Vicencio's in the box, two teams that were putting on a hit parade the first two games of the series, and now in the middle stages of this game, not much has happened. Only 6 hits total. And when you back it up, starting with the bottom of the 5th yesterday, no runs were scored through the rest of that game. So it's flipped. Breaking ball too high to Villavicencio. It's 2-1. So for the first game and a half of this series, it was an offensive slugfest. And now, since the middle of yesterday, the pitching has tightened up. Ground ball to third. Page unloads to first in time. Villavicencio out on the ground on the left side of the infield twice now. And that is 5 straight retired by Henderson since that 2-run double by Ewing. Willie Fanyas will bat. No action in the bullpen for the Cardinals as Henderson is at 69 pitches through 4 2/3. First pitch, a strike to Fanyas. Struck out looking in the third inning. That's out hitting the Cardinals 4-2. Palm Beach the only error in the game. A big one. This ball comes inside and hits Fanyas. Curveball at 74. Couldn't get out of the way. That snaps the streak of five in a row retired. Billy will go down to first base, and Boston Barrow, having a good series, will come up to the plate. He's got six hits this week. Three on Tuesday, two more yesterday, and that one in the third inning tonight, which kept the inning going. First pitch, he'll check swing it and foul it off left side for strike one. 3-0 Mets, two outs, one on, bottom five, top five, rather. Sometimes I feel like we're the home team playing down here so much. Game number 21 for St. Lucie at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium this year. Breaking ball inside. We'll have three more games here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then three more here against Jupiter out of the All-Star break Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll say goodbye to this place after that. Pickoff throw. Not in time. Fanyas dramatically laying out and hugging the bag. Just notice the wind has started to pick up. It's blowing out to left. Briskly, might add, as this pitch comes inside. Perrozzo hit his home run now. The wind was like that when he hit it. It'd be way out. Was still when he flew it over the left field wall. Barrow's going to take his time out before the 2-1 pitch. Henderson coming set. Long look at Fanyas. A pitch home. Curveball drops in beautifully. Slowest of the night at 73. A big 12-6 breaker. So many of those lefties use like the sweeping slider. But he goes more of the Uncle Charlie hook. And now they have Fanyas in a rundown. Friedrich throws up to second. Espinoza lays on the tag. It's another pickoff on the bases as Fanyas breaks too early. Pickoff caught stealing as Henderson throws to first and Friedrich up to second. That will end it. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on for the Mets. We're at the midway point of tonight's game. St. Lucie 3, Palm Beach nothing.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fifth. Bautista back out there, had that slider working as he faces Travis Honeyman. And it's a slider swung on and missed. They had that one misfired that hit Espinoza, but the pitches before that and all three to Page were quite nasty, and he has thrown nothing but those sliders. And Honeyman, after a two-strikeout game already, being in the hole 0-1, will use the timeout early. Looking and swinging in the first and third, respectively, for Honeyman. Pitch clock winding down, and just does get it off. Slider blooped on the infield. Now it's going to the outfield, but it's caught by Barrow. He's 0 for 3 now. It's top three in the order, Page, Honeyman, and Davis. Combined 0 for 7, 4 strikeouts. Davis a strikeout looking in a line out to left. That's leading 3-0. Quite the turnaround at this point for the pitching staff. Swing and a miss on the first fastball of the night. Sinker at 92. Again, Bautista, he needs a good performance here. Roughed up his last four outings. Slider swung on and missed, and Davis will use his timeout. He can't believe he swung at that. Pitched on the 21st against Fort Myers. Came in as a bridge pitcher. Well, he got through the inning, but not before giving up all the inherited runs and three of his own. And then pitched the Mets out of that game. He's the pitcher of record right now on the good side. 0-2 pitch to Davis, and he nearly gets hit by the fastball. Got out of the way. Bautista ready for the 1-2. Change up missed low. Two balls, two strikes. All those sliders, and now he's starting to mix in fastballs and changeups. The 2-2. Fastball missed high. He's gotten away from his best pitch. I mean, strike two was a nasty slider down and in, and he has not thrown it since. Payoff pitch coming to Davis. And it hit him. Hard to see what that was. It was moving, but it could have been a changeup or a slider. That's, you know, you get ahead of a guy with two strikes, and he hits him. Got away from his best pitch. So, Garcia walked four. And now Bautista's hit two. That's playing with a little fire here tonight. But you can do those type of things when you're pitching a two-hitter. Kretschmar at the plate takes the ball up. Another fastball. Kretschmar has those two hits. Remember yesterday at this point in the game, eight of the Cardinals hitters had a hit. Tonight, only one of the nine have a hit, and it's him. Kretschmar takes this fastball outside. Again, he's gone away with the slider, which he was inducing a ton of swings and misses with. Kretschmar singling to right field in the first and third innings. Waits on a 2-0. There's finally a slider, but this one slips and goes way high. Three balls and no strikes, and looks like the Mets going to get some movement going down in the bullpen. That's six straight misses. He was throwing a ton of strikes. Bautista with the 3-0. And it's going to get right over the plate for a strike and fastball at 90. Took a little bit off. 3-0 Mets, one on, one out, bottom five. Bautista leans in, comes set with a quick peek over to first and Davis. Pitch is a fastball missed outside for ball four. Back-to-back hit by pitch and a walk. Just asking for trouble here as Sammy Hernandez comes up. Hernandez narrowly missed a home run in the third inning. Cuevas jumped at the wall to make the catch. Hard to say if that would have cleared the wall. Certainly would have been an extra base hit, if not a home run. Two on, one out. Tying run now at the plate. Bautista's breaking ball, best in a while. A slider for a strike on the outside corner. A lot of standing in the Mets bullpen, but nobody throwing. And it was another short outing for Garcia. Effective 3 2/3 shutout, but it was short. 0-1 slider. That one clips the corner. And he's found it again. Hernandez steps out now back in. Didn't use the timeout. And you got till 8 seconds left to be alert to the pitcher as the batter. He stepped out and got back in. Plenty of time left. Bautista's 0-2 pitch. A slider, and it's poked into left center field, and it's down for a hit. Here comes Davis to the plate. Going to third base is Kretschmar, and it is 3-1. Now the slider to the same spot all three times. Middle out. And Hernandez was ready for it that time. And the Cardinals are threatening a run in. Runners at the corners, including the tying run on first. And the go-ahead run, Encarnacion, comes to the plate. So the hit-by-pitch comes back to hurt, as does the walk. And that's issued a lot of those earlier in the game, got away with it. This time they do not. Encarnacion 0-2. First pitch nearly hit him. The fastball brushes him off the plate. It's third base. Villavicencio is playing even with the bag, getting some instructions from the dugout. Mets have been bunted on all week here. As this ball is swung on and missed, a tardy swing by Encarnacion. It's one of those where if it goes to Villavicencio, he can hold the runner and get the out at first to maybe even start a double play. Middle infield's backed up, ready for a ground ball for two. A 1-1 pitch nearly hit him again. I don't know how Encarnacion has dodged those two up and in fastballs, but he has. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss down the middle. So I'm sure it's hard for Encarnacion as he almost got hit up in the shoulder and got a fastball right down the middle and missed. Then he almost gets hit in the shoulder again, and he gets a fastball right down the middle and misses. And effectively wild is Bautista in this at-bat. 2-2 count. Bautista's pitch is a fastball away. Or ball three. That was close. And with one out, might be a good time for Sammy Hernandez at first to run. He goes. The payoff pitch is grounded up the middle, and that's going to squeak through for a base hit. Hernandez running will go all the way to third as the throw gets away on the infield, knocked down by Hernandez. It's an RBI base hit for Encarnacion to bring home Kretschmar. It's 3-2, and the tying run is now 90 feet away. And Hernandez off on the pitch, got a great jump. Encarnacion punched it right up the middle between Barrow and Houck. Nothing they could do about it. And unfortunately for the Mets, because Hernandez was moving on the play, and gets the third base easily. So the hit batter and the walk have both come around to score. Bautista, another struggling outing after he looked so promising, ending the fourth and starting the fifth. But in all reality, he's only gotten two outs, and now he's given up two hits, walked a batter, plunked two. This is another ugly outing for him. Coughing up this lead that still maintained the one-run advantage, but it's on the brink. And Ross Friedrich will come to the plate. The chance to tie it up. He's 0 for 2. Jordan Krause finishing up a mound visit. Mets activity going in the bullpen down there. Looks like Herrera warming up. It is. First pitch to Friedrich. Slider low, ball one. Friedrich a line out in the second and a ground out in the fourth. Boy, the Mets would love a ground ball right now. They're playing back in the middle. They're hopeful for a double play ball. They'll roll the dice if one goes out there trying to get to the tying run 90 feet away. 1-0 slider, that's a good one. Backdoor slider for a strike. Of course, any ground ball hit in the middle infield that doesn't result in the double play will tie the game. DeVincenzo playing in at third. 1-1, swing and a miss, overpowered him with the fastball. Bautista had a ball and two strikes. The dangerous Jobert is next. So if you're the Cardinals, that's the one thing you want to avoid, the double play. At least have Jobert get his cuts in. Bautista ready for the 1-2. Breaking ball. Strike three. Punched him out. Slider right across the top of the zone. The fans boo. Theo Arendt's call. Probably unaware that it's the automated ball strike system calling that pitch. That was a big strikeout. Boy, did Bautista need it. Not out of the woods yet. As Jobert is up, he's walked twice. First pitch, slider outside, ball one. Jobert has put the Cardinals ahead for good in each of the first two games in this series. He's hit two of his four home runs this year in the last 2 days. Tough out right now. Runner goes to second. No throw from Perozzo. Stolen base for Encarnacion. Uncontested. Perozzo popped up, looked, and then looked to third. Of course, if he unleashes that to second, they're not going to get him out anyways, and that just runs the risk of Hernandez coming home from third. So two in scoring position. Pitch is a strike. So there goes a potential force out at second to get out of the inning. Also, just a single by Jobert could very well put the Cardinals in the lead. 3-2 Mets, 2-1 in scoring position, two outs in the fifth. Bautista's 2-1 pitch laid right in, the good slider, and it's 2-2. And he's a strike away from getting out of this messy inning. As poorly as it was developing, if he could get out of it still with the lead, that would be a plus. And he's set. The 2-2 coming to Jobert, breaking ball, just missed. Outside, that's a full count. Well, Espinoza is next. First base is open. How close does he want to make this? 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three, punched him out. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for Bautista with the tying run 90 feet away. And the Mets remain in the lead in the game. But the Cardinals in the fifth inning score twice, and they are down just a run now. 3-2 Mets going to the sixth.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The lead is slim. If I'm the Mets, I'd not be comfortable up one run in the sixth inning against this team on the road, given that their offensive prowess behoove the Mets to score many more runs tonight. Barrow back at the plate. He was left there when Vinicius was picked off first base by Henderson, and Henderson begins this at bat with a breaking ball low for ball one. Henderson at 75 pitches through five innings. Again, just one earned run on the home run by Perozzo. And the other two runs the Mets scored unearned after a critical error. Barrow skies this one into center towards Chase Davis. Now in left center, makes the catch. Had plenty of time to get there. Barrow drops to 1-for-3 tonight. Ronald Hernandez up next. He's 0-for-2. He reached on that error back in the third inning with two outs. Easy ground ball out to Espinosa. Just made a high, bad throw to Friedrich, the first baseman. Kept the inning alive for the two-run double. That right now has the Mets leading by a run instead of down by one. Each team with four hits. That remains the only error in the game. Breaking ball fouled away. Mets lead this game despite walking five batters and hitting two. O2 pitch coming as Henderson milks the clock all the way to 1 second and gets a fly ball to right field. This is falling fast into no man's land, and it drops in for a base hit. Hernandez is going to go to second and then run back. Nobody's covering first, and he has time. A bleeding single for Ronald Hernandez into that triangle out in shallow right field beyond the reach of Friedrich, Encarnacion, and Jobert. A well-placed pop fly single for Ronald. The Mets' fifth hit of the night. He's on first. He has now hit safely in all three games in the series. Again, loves hitting here at the Dean. Won his FSL Player of the Week honor for his great week of work against the Cardinals back here in May. This pitch is a ball low to Ewing. Meanwhile, the kids that are here, the few that remain, are going crazy over Robbie, the Redbird mascot. Lordy. Henderson, a long look to first and throws over. Hernandez back in safely. Again, Henderson, he's already picked off two Mets today, taking the bats out of the Mets' hands with runners on. Here's a soft fly into right field by Ewing. That's going to drop in for it. Hernandez will stop at second. Do not test that Jobert arm. Back-to-back singles, and A.J., who had a really good game one with two doubles and then struck out three times yesterday, is 2-for-3 today. So here come the Mets. And it's Cuevas with one out and 2-1. Will Henderson stay in the game? He will. But we'll get a mound visit from Gio Carrera, the pitching coach, as the reliever starts to get loose down in that Palm Beach bullpen. And that reliever is going to be Angel Cuenca. He's been around a long time for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Well, what else is going around in the Florida State League today? Everybody in action. I think the Mets, the only delayed game. We had one early game today at 11 a.m. That's how you beat the weather. Played 11. Lakeland beat Dunedin 3-2. Lakeland won late last night against Dunedin and then earlier today. So Flying Tigers, who missed out on winning the first half in the West by half a game, pulled themselves to 500 with the win in the second half. Daytona's crushing Jupiter 10-3. Jupiter off to a hot start in the second half at 4-1, leading the East. Fort Myers beating Tampa 5-1. Fort Myers off to a 4-1 start. Three of those wins against the Mets. Now is it over. Cuevas swings at a fastball and misses. Bradenton up 5-1 at Clearwater. Bradenton on the verge of going 5-1 in the West. Had a couple of those teams who really struggled in the West in the first half. Bradenton and Fort Myers both poised to be 5-1 after tonight. Cuevas takes a low strike call and steps back in before using the timeout. O-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball struck him out. It's the curveball. That one a harder curve and more slider movement to it. So Cuevas is out. Two singles sandwiched in between. Two outs for the Mets, and Houck will come to the plate. Could be the last batter for Henderson, trying to go for six innings. One earned run ball. Gonna have to hope for his offense to get him off the hook. There's a same pitch that Cuevas got at the knees for a strike. That harder curve. That one, maybe a true slider, 82. There's the curve, dropped in at 73. And it's strike two, and Houck will use his timeout. And this is a tough at-bat right now. I mean, who knows what he's going to expect. Henderson looks back to second. 0-2 pitch home. Fastball missed inside. Too far and it hit him. No, Houck gets plunked. Surprising that Henderson, after unleashing those two hellacious breaking balls, just speeds everything up with the fastball and hit Colin in the right arm. Trying to shake it out around that elbow area, it looks like. Maybe Funny Bone trying to get some feeling back. He'll go down to first. That loads the bases for Rosa. So here's the big chance for the Mets. They were up 3-0. It's been cut to 3-2. Palm Beach has the momentum. The bases are loaded. You got a gift there. The 0-2 hit by pitch. Can Rosa do something with it? He's 0-2 tonight. First pitch curveball a little high. Ball one. He has struck out twice, once swinging, once looking. Henderson, well, he's approaching 90 pitches really fast. Here's number 89. Doesn't have a lot left in the tank. Misses, and it skips away, but not far enough. Hernandez stops it. Two balls and no strikes. With the bases loaded and two outs in the sixth. Henderson set from the stretch. The 2-0 swung on and missed. That was a big breaking ball. Started high, ends up low out of the zone. It's 1-2-1. Cuenca, meanwhile, the reliever has stopped throwing. He's watching. All eyes are on Ishaan Henderson right now against Rosa. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball, called the strike, bounces away, but Hernandez gets to it again. The catcher corralling two pitches off of his glove. Off to the right side of the home plate circle. Hernandez down there at third base. Not far enough away for him to go. Two balls and two strikes on Rosa. He's set. The pitch. Grounded foul. The curveball into the dugout. And he'll do it again. That pitch number 92. Ishaan Henderson set. Jeffrey Rosa ready at the plate. The 2-2 pitch. Just missed outside. Changeup. Hernandez, the catcher, tried to frame it, but ABS doesn't buy it. Well, we'll have action on this pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. They're loaded up. Henderson set. The 3-2. Inside, ball four. Missed with the fastball at 91. Ronald Hernandez scores, and the Mets go up 4-2, and the bases are reloaded. What an at-bat by Rosa for striking out the prior two. Got ahead 2-0. Then it got to 2-2. He battled back, and the one that Henderson will rue, the 0-2 pitch to Houck, he plunked him on. So Cuenca's going to come in and try to put out the fire. That's their biggest lead today, 3. Currently at 2.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Taking a look at the StatCast, how close those pitches were, the last two on Rosa. The ball four was not particularly close. The fastball pretty far inside by almost a full baseball. The changeup on the 2-2 pitch was narrow as Cuenca throws a fastball low to Vincent Perozzo. I mean, it was a sliver, maybe half an inch off the ABS strike zone. Perozzo is homered and struck out. Cuenca throws this pitch. It's fouled back at 95. Cuenca trying to strand. The base is loaded. Mets trying to get their three-run lead back. They're nearly coughing it up last half inning. 1-1. Perozzo lashes it foul. Strike two. Cuenca, 22-year-old righty from Venezuela. This is his 16th relief appearance of the season. His 14th for Palm Beach. He got a two-game stint in High A Peoria. Didn't go so well, so he came back down. 1-2 pitch. Perozzo fouls off another. Cuenca in high A, giving up 8 hits and 4 runs with 3 walks and just 3 and a third innings. More seasoning needed here in Palm Beach. A 1-2. Swung on and missed. Perozzo strikes out, and the inning is over. Mets sneak in a run thanks to a two-out hit by pitch and the only walk issued by Eshawn Henderson tonight. Hey, the Mets should take that and be pleased. It's 4-2 St. Lucie, midway through the sixth inning.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
The new pitcher on the mound for St. Lucie in the sixth inning. It's Eduardo Herrera, who's been really good since being cast off by the Royals and their single-A affiliate, the Columbia Fireflies. Not sure the details on why they cut him loose. Scooped right up by the Mets within a couple of weeks, and he has not given up a run in his four innings. Only 2 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Good breaking ball to go with the fastball that's hit 97. He'll face Espinoza to start, the 9-hitter, who has been walked and hit, yet the Mets have not suffered the consequences of that. This fastball outside at 97, ball 1. So, Bautista, well, he rode the wave, didn't he? But he got through it with the lead. Fastball laid in for a strike at 96. Bautista in relief of Garcia went an inning and a third, 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk, 2 hit batters, 3 strikeouts. All 3 strikeouts came with runners in scoring position. So when he needed it, he got it. There's a slider swung on and missed, and it's 1-2 on Espinoza. Struck out Friedrich and Jobert back-to-back with the tying run on third. And when he got Jobert, the go-ahead run was on second. And some gutsy pitching by Nick Bautista. A 1-2 pitch struck him out with the fastball at 97. Goodbye. That's just overpowering heat from Herrera, who's a short guy. They list him at 5'9", 179, but he looks well-built, thick. Low to the ground using that power. Trey Page is up. 2 strikeouts and a walk for him from the top spot. Slider fouled away. Palm Beach through 5 innings held the 4 hits. All singles. Came into today's game with the 247 team average. Far and away the best in the league. But playing their first game with their top hitter Miguel Villarreal promoted to Peoria. Swing and a miss on a changeup at 88. Let's mix that in. Timeout called by Page. How can Jeremy Colonna and Jordan Krause, interim manager and pitching coach, piece this bullpen together for the last four innings. 0-2 pitch, a slider swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. Perozzo's going to have to throw to first. He does in time. Page is out. And right now the answer is let Eduardo Herrera eat. Four consecutive strikeouts between Bautista and Herrera. Again, you want to talk about how to limit mistakes after plunking batters and walking batters. You just strike everybody out. Don't give up hits. And you can get out of trouble. Here's Honeyman, 0-3. Slider, strike one. And if Eduardo Herrera is going to pitch like this, hard to see the Cardinals scoring while he's in the game. And relievers, though, they can be fickle. It can come and go quickly. 0-1, fastball fouled away at 98. Hello. Fastest pitch of the night for either side. Honeyman has already struck out twice tonight. Herrera trying to strike out the side. And he's set, the 0-2. Fastball outside at 97. About a foot outside. Worth a shot. No harm in trying. One-two count, and time called by Perozzo, but that's not going to save the violation. Automatic ball. If he runs out there for a mound visit, that would save the violation, but the simple act of raising his hands, calling timeout, will not. So, automatic ball two. Herrera's set. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, chopped to third, do-or-die scoop made by Villavicencio, throws to first, and he got him out. Great play by Kevin at the hot corner. That in-between hop, he played it off his left shin and gets the out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the first time tonight for the Mets. It's thrown by Eduardo Herrera, and he gets the help from his defender Villavicencio at third. We go to the seventh, Mets leading the game 4-2.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
We're in the seventh inning now. Mets up 4-2. Best they've played in a while on the six-game losing streak. As this ball is hit off the edge of the bat by Villavicencio out to Friedrich. Cuenca covers in time. That long leg stretch with his right foot gets first base ahead of Kevin. One pitch, one out. In the top of the seventh, Villavicencio out, Fanyas next, and Barrow will follow. Mets scoring three in the third inning. A Perozzo home run, a two-out double for two runs by A.J. Ewing after an error kept the inning going. Cardinals taking advantage of a hit batter and a walk in the fifth, scoring two runs on consecutive singles to bring those runners in, to make it a one-run game. Then the Mets getting the bases-loaded walk from Rosa in the sixth inning to steal one of those runs back. 4-2. That's how we've gotten here as Fañez takes a strike. He is 0-for-1 with the strikeout, a hit by pitch, and he's been picked off. Cuenca, the 1-1. There was a fastball for a strike. Cuenca gassed one by Perozzo in the sixth inning to strand the bases loaded. He's 1-0 with a 4.12 ERA in Palm Beach this year. 21 strikeouts and 20 innings coming in. Fastball hit to third base. Stabbed by Page. Throws lazy to first, but he gets Fañez, who can't believe it. A lazy, loopy throw by Trey Page nearly cost him an easy out. I think Fañez was safe at the base. Leonard Ricks calls him out. One of those where he deserved to be safe just because of Page's throw. Just way too casual with that. Two up, two down. No reason to take a lot off of that. Didn't throw it over there very hard. So Barrow up. He swings ahead of a changeup for strike one. Cuenca's been around Palm Beach for a long time now. He was here all season, well, 2021, post-pandemic season. Then last year, as then 2022 for three games. Then all last year, and now majority of this year. Going on four different years in single A. This ball is fouled away. Deep out to left. I don't know how many players in this league currently also played in this league in 2021. It can't be very many. Low 2 pitch, and Barrow takes one inside. And he's still only 22. One 2 pitch to Barrow. Breaking ball, grounded to first. Friedrich will scoop it. He'll take it himself just ahead of Barrow for the out. A 1-2-3 inning for Cuenca. He's retired all four Mets since he's entered. And we've hit the seventh inning stretch at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets holding a 4-2 lead over the Cardinals. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Eduardo Herrera pitching again for the Mets, a 1-2-3. Sixth inning, he'll face Chase Davis, who's going to punch an extra base hit down the left field line. Maybe it'll be held to a single. He's going to stop there. Oh, great throw. It nearly gets away by Cuevas, saved by Barrow. going on that play. That ball was slashed down the third base line, heading for the corner, but Cuevas cut it off, holding Davis to a long single, and then nearly on the throw to second base threw it away for an error, but Barrows saves the day. So not an extra base hit, a single for Davis. I jumped the gun there. Apologies. First pitch swinging. Now that brings up Kretschmar, who has not been retired today. Two singles and a walk for the Cardinals left-handed hitting outfielder. Scored one of the Cardinals' two runs. Herrera's first pitch, second pitch is inside. 95, it's 2-0. You recall yesterday, all the runs scored in the game scored in the first five innings. The bullpen's locked it down. The Mets would love to repeat that. That would mean a win. This pitch misses outside. And it's 3-0, so four pitches into this inning. Have a runner on and a 3-0 count. Kretschmar does represent the tying run at the plate, so put him on and set the table for Palm Beach in the seventh. 3-0, and that gets over for a strike at 95, so perhaps taking a little off to get it over. Still 95. That gets over as well at 95. It's a full count. And Kretschmar will step out and restrap the batting gloves for getting back in. Three balls, two strikes. Herrera looks in. He's set. Payoff pitch. Nearly hit him. Fastball at 96 down at the feet. Ball four. So immediate trouble here for Herrera and the Mets. First two on. The lead two. And Sam Hernandez at the plate. RBI single last time up. Looking at the Mets bullpen. Nada. Herrera trying to shake off that walk. Comes set. Fastball down and away at 97. Ball one. Herrera set. The pitch. Slider grounded foul. Sammy Hernandez way out ahead of that one. Cardinals up to five hits now in the game, and that was the Mets' sixth walk. So after walking nobody, I think the first 11-plus innings in this series. None on Tuesday. I think it took Wenninger till the fourth inning. It did take him to the fourth inning yesterday to finally issue a free pass, but they started to pile up. Five total last game, six this game, so you're looking at an 11 walks, and here we are in the seventh inning. The last 11, almost a walk per inning. Fastball missed low, it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Herrera set and looked back to Davis at second. Breaking ball fouled away. And it's two balls, two strikes on Hernandez. Mets have led since the third inning. Palm Beach got close in the fifth. Bautista had those consecutive strikeouts to strand runners at second and third. Mets scraped across and run in the sixth. 2-2 pitch to Hernandez, and he takes the slider away for ball three. That's the same spot that he just spoiled one foul on. This time he was taking it. A full count, not expect the runners to be going. 3-2, they don't. Pitch is high, ball four, an overthrown fastball. And for as good as Eduardo Herrera was in the sixth inning, extremely sharp, he has not shown that same crispness to his pitching here one inning later. On a night like tonight where your starter goes just, you know, 3 2/3, you're trying to get, you know, extra pitches out of everybody you can. At this level of the minor leagues, you got to be more than a one-inning guy. Juan Arnaud starting to throw in the bullpen. Thought this might be the Saul Garcia-Moretta day, piggyback day, but it looks like it's just going to be a complete bullpen game for the Mets. Well, this is tough now. Bases loaded, no outs. You're leading by two. Krause has worn out a pathway between the mound and the dugout today. Encarnacion, the batter. Tying run at second, go-ahead run on first. Late in this game with nobody out. That's 4-2 lead in danger. First pitch, breaking ball, grounded up the middle. It'll be stabbed by Hauke. Throws to Barrow for one. The throw to first in time. Big double play. 6-4-3 off the bat of Encarnacion. Davis scores. It's 4-3, but the Mets will happily sign up for that result. Kretschmar goes down to third as the tying run, but Hernandez wiped off the bases. That is just what the doctor ordered. No RBI for Encarnacion. Not out of the woods yet, though, as Herrera faces Friedrich. That tying run 90 feet from home plate. First pitch, he flies it into left field, right towards Cuevas, who makes the catch, inning over. How about that? A clap of the mitt for Eduardo Herrera. Bases loaded, no outs. The lead about to disappear. A double play and a fly out in short order. One run in, but the Mets hold the lead again. It's 4-3 St. Lucie, end of seven from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The new pitcher on the mound for Palm Beach in the eighth. It's Ettore Giulianelli, pitcher the Mets have seen a couple of times before, the Italian. He'll face off against Ronald Hernandez, who has scored two of the Mets' four runs tonight. When he's gotten on, good things have happened, as Giulianelli throws one high. Cuenca did his part. Inning and a third perfect. Four batters, four outs, including the strikeout with the bases loaded to keep the Palm Beach Cardinals down by just two. Giulianelli's breaking ball goes low. It's 2-0. Cuenca only 15 pitches and 12 strikes. Fastball missed high for ball three. Hernandez today 1-for-3, reaching on a single and an error. Both times coming around to score. If he gets on a third time, which he will not yet as he takes a strike, that'd be a good sign for the Mets. Giulianelli signed by the Cardinals back in 2019 as he misses high with the fastball. One of those pitchers who comes straight over at the top. He's just 21 and signed free agent out of Italy. This is his 15th game for Palm Beach. He doesn't have a win or loss or a save or even a save opportunity. Kind of strange to be this deep in the season. Not have any of those yet. 16 innings, 12 hits, 9 runs, 8 earned. Ground ball out to second. Pitch to second base for one, throw to first. That's a double play off the bat of Ewing. Encarnacion to Espinoza to Friedrich. 4-6-3 double play. Races the leadoff free pass. Teams exchanging double plays in the last two half innings. Ewing had been 2-for-3 with the game's biggest hit coming into that at bat, the two out, two run double in the third. First pitch curveball to Cuevas is a strike. Cuevas 1-for-3. Giulianelli pitched in the FCL in 2021, 2022, and 2023. Finally gets to full season baseball this year. Gets a swing and a miss on another curve. O2 pitch to Cuevas, breaking ball, just missed. Giulianelli had his worst outing of the year against the Mets here on May 17th. Failed to get an out, gave up two hits, two walks, gave up a home run and three total runs. 1-2 pitch, Cuevas with the drive to deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone. That's going to be caught in foul territory for the out. And it was not fair, and it was not out either, Adam. It was caught by Joe Bear down in the corner, just out of sight from the broadcast booth. That was a towering shot by Cuevas. But in the end, the Mets only send three batters to the plate against Giulianelli. A walk, a double play, and that fly. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. They played 7.5. Mets holding a one-run lead, and Herrera is going to be asked to do a third inning.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Inning number three for Eduardo Herrera. Mets leading 4-3 in the eighth inning. Tight one. It's been tight nearly throughout between these two FSL East rivals. Braden Joubert, two walks and a strikeout, is at the dish. Juan Arnoux is throwing in the Mets bullpen. Herrera's next pitch is popped foul out of play into the stands. This is similar to a game the Mets won against the Cardinals, their only win against the Cardinals back in the middle of May, where Palm Beach just kept coming on and the Mets just kept backing them away. Just batted them down every time. Kept the lead. Here's a ground ball foul. That was when the Mets were on a 12-game losing streak. And they got off to a good start. They had a sizable lead. I believe it was 3-0. And Palm Beach got within a run multiple times. And the tying run on third, less than two outs multiple times. Couldn't get the tying run in. The Mets eventually blew the game open in the eighth inning. But I keep saying to myself, boy, if Palm Beach had tied that game, who knows how it turns out. Mets, can they do it again? As this pitch is in there for a called third strike. Slider knee high, gets Jobert looking. He strikes out looking for the second straight time. Cardinals have been fooled by the ABS system many times tonight. How many backwards Ks do we have here? Five for Palm Beach this evening. Strikeout number three for Herrera. Strikeout number 11 on the night for the Mets pitching staff. Swing and a miss by Espinoza. Walk, hit by pitch, strikeout. He has not put the ball in play from the nine spot. 0-1 slider down and away. The perfect scenario here is that Herrera gets through this inning 1-2-3, and then you have Arnoux in the ninth with the lead. Perhaps even an insurance run. Fastball fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Four, three Mets, one out, nobody on. Bottom eight. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the slider. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the eighth inning for Herrera, who was on the brink of a debacle in the seventh for back-to-back walks to load the bases. That double play ball got him going. And that's going to be his last batter. Jeremy Colonna out to the mound. A handshake for Herrera. Boy, he did his part, didn't he? 2 2/3, four strikeouts. Bases loaded, no out situation, giving up just a run on a double play ball, protecting the lead. Now it's up to Arnoux to hold it. Two outs, bases empty in the eighth when we come back. Mets up a run.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Juan Arnoux, ready to go. Didn't take him long to warm up on the mound as he's at the rubber right now, ready to throw his first pitch to Trey Page, who has struck out the last three times up after starting with the walk in the first inning. Arnoux's first pitch is fouled away at 96 miles per hour. This is Arnoux's 19th appearance for St. Lucie this year. 27 strikeouts in 21 innings. He does have one save. He was going along so well this season, but he's had two clunkers in a row here. Correction, as this ball misses low. Three clunkers in his last four, and seen his ERA balloon from a 1.65 to 6.10. have all fouled away. I wonder if putting him in this situation, looking for a four-out save with the one-run lead, I think that's going to help him. Some of these other chances he's had, the stakes haven't felt as high. The 1-2 pitch misses away. He had his save, his first appearance this month against Daytona, nursing a small lead in the ninth, got a 1-2-3 inning. Correction, got three out in a row after a leadoff hit. Scoreless inning that knocked his season ERA to 1.65. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Page strikes out for the fourth time. Three strikeouts in the inning between Herrera and Arnaud. They look dominant in the eighth. Bodes well for the ninth. The hug from his catcher, Perozzo. We head to the ninth. Mets clinging to a 4-3 lead. They'll look for a little insurance against Giulianelli.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're in the ninth. Nail biter here at the Dean. Mets trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Cardinals trying to continue to assert their dominance over the Mets this year, winning seven of the first eight. Colin Houck takes a strike from Giulianelli, and then Houck with a drive to deep left field. Kretschmar chasing back. Bye-bye baseball. There's your insurance. Colin Houck smashes one, his third home run of the season. No doubt to deep left center, and it's now 5-3 Mets. And he's got three this year, two here at the Dean. That was one of the hardest hit balls we've seen in a while. It's smoked. Mets can breathe a bit as Jeffrey Rosa comes to the plate. Rosa takes this pitch for a strike, one of the key at-bats tonight with a bases-loaded walk. In the sixth inning, boosting the Mets' lead from 3-2 to 4-2. That was when the Cardinals were breathing down their neck. Rosa with the drive in the deep left center field. Kretschmar going back again, and this one's going to be caught at the wall by Kretschmar. Rosa hit it to the deepest part of the park. If he went to the Colin Houck route about 50 feet to the left, he would have had it. Gopher ball is being served up here by Giulianelli. All right, the Houck home run. Oh, man. 100 off the bat, 27-degree launch angle, 416 feet. That is a blast. Would have been a home run in every Major League ballpark. Even way out there in San Francisco. Pitch is outside. Rozo has homered tonight, too. Swings and misses, and it's 2-1 on the slider. Pitch at the knees for a strike. Another good slider. Breaking ball high at 72. Three balls, two strikes. Breaking ball. Oh, no. It hit Perozo in the helmet. And he pops back up. And he will shed his equipment and head down to first. He couldn't quite get out of the way. It was a some type of fastball at 88. He flashed the thumbs up to the dugout as he jogs down. Bree Nasty, development coach, will have a word with him. And he tried to get out of the way, and that caught him fairly flush, but it looked like he turned his back to it, and it hit more of the back top of his helmet. It's probably the best area you could hope for. Away from the face. So Perozo's on. Villavicencio 0 for 3 takes a strike. Swing and a miss on the slider, and it's nothing in two. 5-3, Mets lead, one on, one out, top nine. Palm Beach will have 2, 3, and 4 in their order. It's been a productive part of the order outside of Honeyman. Pickoff throw softly lobbed over. Perozo back in safely. DeVicencio ground outs on the infield all three times. Third, short, and first. Low 2 pitch. He checks his swing. They won't appeal it. Well, they finally do. He didn't go. Will be Arnaud pitching for the Mets. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Tapped foul. Go back to the yesterday's game. The Mets were on the comeback trail against the Cardinals. They had 4 straight hits in the 5th inning. Bases loaded, no outs. They only got 1 more run in that situation. And that was their best chance. They didn't get another one. 1-2 pitch coming to Villavicencio. That's going to go inside. Tonight for the Cardinals, breathing down the Mets' necks on the comeback trail in the 7th. Bases loaded, no outs. They get a run on a double play. And could that be their last and only chance? Mets certainly hope so. 2-2 pitch, and that's going to be grounded to third. Page's going to stab it, throw to second for one. Throw to first is going to be in time. That's a beautiful double play started by Page. Encarnacion's throw there. 2 straight innings with the Mets hitting into double plays. But Colin Houck gives the Mets a buffer. His 415-foot blast to left field makes it a 5-3 game. Arnaud coming back out to try to close it out.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts.
MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight, every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Mets trying to close this out in the ninth. Mets, when they lead entering the ninth inning on the road this year, are only 7-4. It's been a rough year trying to close out road games. Of course, the Mets on the road are just 9-29. They've played well tonight. They've got away with their mistakes on the mound, the nine combined walks and hit batters. They have not paid a terrible price for that. It'll be Honeyman, Davis, and Kretschmar. Honeyman 0 for 4, 2 strikeouts. Tough night after having a really good series the first 2 days. Arnaud's first pitch, it's fouled straight back for strike one. Arnaud, I think, getting his feet wet in that eighth inning with two outs and the bases empty, getting a strikeout. And hopefully that goes a long way in building his confidence. 0-1 pitch. Oh, goes over the back of Honeyman. It missed him, and it almost hit his bat. That would have been a foul strike, but it missed everything. Arnaud has given up 11 earned runs in 3 of his last 4 appearances. ERA ballooning 6 runs in that short span. But again, I think this is a good spot for him. A 1-1 slider down and away. Pitching with the lead. Now he's got a 2-run lead, trying to close it out. Well, this is not a mid-game appearance where you're trailing in the game and the stakes don't feel so high. A 1-1 pitch, breaking ball fouled away. Good sharp slider. He's got that closer-type stuff, the hammer slider, the fastball that can be anywhere from 95 to 97. Put him in this closer-type situation, and that hopefully brings out the best in him. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Honeyman. It's his best at-bat so far of the day. He fights off another. A backdoor slider fisted over towards his own dugout. Now Davis is heating up behind him, and Kretschmar's had a great night on all 4 times, so critical to try to get Honeyman out before those guys get to the plate. Fastball missed away. Arnaud nearly falls down. Overthrown at 97. Well, Honeyman with the game in the ninth down two, putting together his best effort. Waits on the 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. It's in the dirt. Ball 4. Slider no good. An emphatic slinging of the bat by Honeyman as he goes down to first. So, a leadoff walk. Never a good thing, but again, because of the Hauk home run, that at least ensures that that's not the tying run. 8th walk issued by the Mets tonight, along with the 2-hit batters. Here's Davis, 1 for 3. First pitch to him, ball 1 high. Davis hit by a pitch in the 5th, singled in the 7th, came around to score both times, counting for 2 of the 3 runs for the Cardinals. Mets lead 5-3. No outs, 1 on in the 9th. Arnaud's pitch is fouled back as a hush fell over the light crowd. Most people have headed to the house. Game right around 2 hours and 40 minutes old. 38-minute delayed start. Arnaud set for the 1-1. The pitch It's socked into center field. That's going to chase Ewing back, but he's underneath. Spinning around, he makes the catch for the out. Davis retired. Long fly out to center. Honeyman holds at first base. Cardinals not giving up. They have sent Luis Gastelum to the mound in the bullpen for a potential 10th inning. Although he's not in any big rush. Cade Kretschmar, two singles, two walks at the plate. Slices one foul. Sammy Hernandez in the on-deck circle. Arnaud's 0-1 pitch. A knee-high strike, 97. It gets no better than that. An immediate timeout from Kretschmar. Working ahead now. No balls, two strikes. Honeyman takes a shallow lead from first. 0-2. Sails to the backstop. A wild pitch, and Honeyman goes up to second. Again, that's really an inconsequential run right now up there at second base. It's all about the batter at the plate, the tying run. You would have liked to keep Honeyman on first for potential ground ball double play. There seems to be those piling up here late in the game. Three in the last three innings. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No. I watched it all the way in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Cardinals do have a comeback win in the ninth against the Mets this year. Chase Atkinson. The Cardinals down 1-0 in a game in May. With one out, hit a two-run homer to walk it off. As Arnaud steps off the rubber, that's disengagement number two of the at-bat. One more, and Honeyman will be balked to third. Arnaud's 2-2 pitch, outside. We have not seen that. We have not seen the step-off for the third time in an automatic balk yet this year. Three balls, two strikes. Arnaud is set at the belt. The pitch home. Swung on and missed. He struck him out on the slider. It was down in the dirt. Kretschmar out for the first time tonight. Would have been on for the fifth time if he kept the bat on his shoulders. And now it comes down to this. Sammy Hernandez, after Arnaud walked Honeyman to start the inning, he's gotten the next two out. Not away from snapping the losing streak. First pitch goes high, nearly hits Hernandez. Slider, there's been a couple of those that have just slipped out of the hand this inning. Arnaud set at the belt, the 1-0. Breaking ball dips low, two balls and no strikes. Aniello Encarnacion is on deck. Arnaud delivers home. Missed. Ball three. And the 27th out is always the hardest to get, especially when you're struggling and on a losing streak like the Mets are. Got the huge strikeout of Kretschmar. Falling behind Hernandez, 3-0. The pitch laid right in at 96 for strike one. Hernandez taking all the way. Arnaud set for the 3-1. The pitch. Broken back, ground ball out to third. Vivasencio picks it up, throws low to first. A great scoop by Hernandez, and the game is over. Mets win. 5-3 the final. A rush throw by Vivasencio, and Hernandez bails him out. If he does not scoop that, the run's going to score, the ball's going to go to the bullpen, and the tying run is going to be in scoring position. O'Ronnell using those catcher instincts to scoop that ball and end the night. And the Mets say goodbye to the six-game losing streak as they form the happy high-five line between second the mound and the dugout. Congrats to Jeremy Colonna, his first win as inter-manager. Glad to get that one under the belt. With Yuki on the six-day break, he gets the high-five from the first player in, and Christopher Gomez from the bullpen. Mets win 5-3. They are now 1-5 in the second half. They got the victory. They're first in the half. Palm Beach will drop to 3-2 in the second half. Mets now 23-49 on the season. They stave off that 50th loss for one night. Palm Beach 40-31 on the season. No longer double digits above 500. That was a hard-fought win for the Mets. It wasn't perfect on the mound. They used four pitchers who combined to either walk or hit 10, but they also struck out 14, got a critical double play in the seventh inning off the hand of Herrera. And the offense took advantage. Go back to the Ewing double with two outs in the third inning. That probably the difference maker in the game. Hauk gave the Mets some breathing room with the home run in the ninth. Rosa took a big walk with the bases loaded to swing momentum back on the St. Lucie side. The Mets victors tonight. It's now a 2-1 series lead for Palm Beach. The Mets on the board in the series. It gives them a much better chance of getting out of town this week with a split or even a possible win if they can string together three more of these. Winning pitcher, Nick Bautista, his first win for St. Lucie. Losing pitcher, Eshawn Henderson. Herrera with the hold, Arnaud with his second save. We'll take a break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Mets' 5-3 victory over the Cardinals on this Thursday evening at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean in Jupiter, Florida. Adam McDonough with you from atop the action, the second floor broadcasting booth. Wrapping up first win in the second half for the Mets. 5-3 nail-biter over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Let's get to the scoring summary. The Mets scored three runs in the third inning. Vincent Perozzo, one of the more surprising home runs of the season. His first of the season, opposite field against a lefty. Not technically hard hit, under 95 miles per hour off the bat to one of the hardest parts of the Florida State League to homer in left field in Jupiter. With no wind help, a slider from the lefty down and away just in the zone. That was a terrific home run by Perozzo showing off his power. But that was not the big hit in the inning. The big play in the inning was later after there were two outs and the bases were empty. Boston Barrow hit a dunk single into left field, didn't think much of it. Then Hernandez hits a harmless ground ball out to short. Espinosa, the shortstop, just overthrows the first baseman. All of a sudden, it's an error. Runners at the corners. And then A.J. Ewing slices the ball deep in the left field corner for a two-run double. It's 3-0 Mets. It should have been only 1-0 if not for the error. But the Mets happy to take it. It was 3-0 until the fifth inning. Nick Bautista, with one out, hit a batter, walked a batter, and then consecutive singles with RBIs from Hernandez and Encarnacion made it a 3-2 game, and also had Hernandez at third base as the tying run. But then Friedrich struck out looking, and then Bautista, after a stolen base by Encarnacion, moved the go-ahead run to second, struck out Jobert looking. So he was nails when he needed to be, got through that with the lead intact. Mets would sneak across a run in the sixth inning. Henderson back out, approaching 90 pitches. Got to two outs with two on and two strikes against Houck, then plunked Houck. That was a mistake. Then he walked Rosa. So instead of the inning coming to a conclusion there, Rosa takes the bases-loaded free pass, forcing in a fourth run for the Mets. 4-2 St. Lucie after six. In the seventh inning, big chance for Palm Beach. They load the bases with nobody outs. Davis a single, Kretschmar a walk, and Sammy Hernandez a walk, all against Herrera. So tying run on second, go-ahead run on first, nobody out. But then Encarnacion hits into a double play, 6-4-3, Barrow, Houck to Barrow to Ronald Hernandez at first base. Two pitches later, Friedrich flies out with the tying run at third. So all told, only one run in that inning. Palm Beach misses a golden chance to tie or take the lead. And then Houck leads off the top of the ninth with that massive home run, 415 feet to left field against Giulianelli to boost the Mets' lead by one. Give them a little insurance there, 5-3 Mets. And then Arnaud works around the leadoff walk in the ninth with the 1-2-3, or rather by getting the next three in order. Moving to the box score now, starting with the line score. The Mets 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. See? If ain't no errors, you win the game. Palm Beach 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Palm Beach had 26 hits the first 2 days. Limited to 5 hits today, all singles. Great turnaround for the Mets pitching today. Hitters in the game. A.J. Ewing, the only multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with the key double and 2 RBIs. Barrow, Hernandez, Cuevas, Houck, Perozo all get hits. So you have Cuevas now on a 5-game hitting streak. Houck as well, thanks to the home run ball. For Palm Beach, Kretschmar, 2-for-3 plus 2 walks, the only multi-hit game for the Cardinals. Pitchers in the game. The Mets pieced it together with Saul Garcia, 3 2/3 shutout. 4 walks and 5 strikeouts. Bautista, in inning in the third, 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk, 3 strikeouts. Herrera, 2 2/3, a hit, a run, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. And Arnaud, inning in the third, hitless, scoreless, a walk, 2 Ks, for save number 2. For Palm Beach, Henderson, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned, 1 walk, and it forced in a run. 8 strikeouts, Cuenca, inning in the third, perfect, 4 up, 4 down. Giulianelli, 2 innings. 1 hit and 1 run on the Houck homer, a walk and no strikeouts. Ball game played in 2 hours and 46 minutes. That does not include the 38-minute delayed start. Attendance 629 baseball-loving souls here at the Dean. Watch the Mets beat the Cardinals in Game 3 of this 6-game series. Next up is Game 4. It will be another 6:30 first pitch, we hope. No more rain, please, here at the Dean this year. We've had enough of delays at this place. I believe that's our 5th delay or postponement in Jupiter in 21 games this season, compared to 0 at home. We'll go airtime at 6:20 with the pregame show as the Mets look to even this series up at 2 games apiece. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jupiter, Mets 5, Cardinals 3. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.